Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of An Evening in the Aughts. It's been a while, but I have two special guests here. I feel like an idiot. Okay. My little sister C and little cousin M. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you.
Right.
So we're gonna talk about kind of like an unknown show from like
Underground, yeah.
underground. It's almost like 25 years old, maybe. I don't know, like 1999. But it's called Freaks and Geeks. And it got I, you if you watched it now, you'd probably recognize a lot of the stars there. And there's only one season. And yeah, so like when did you guys discover
Heartbreaking.
it? 'Cause I'm surprised you guys watched it.
I discovered it like I think 3 weeks ago. And
Nice.
it was just free on Hulu. And so I was like, oh, I'll just watch that because I know who I knew, like I saw James Franco and then Seth Rogen. I was like, oh, they're funny. So I just started watching it and it was so funny.
It's so
And so
good.
I watched it every day before school. And then I just got Chloe to start watching I
it
started watching it
yesterday.
yesterday and I'm on episode 14.
Yeah,
Yeah, and there's only 18
there's only
episodes.
18. So it's,
Yeah.
yes.
I
So
like
it's
it.
pretty
fresh for
Yeah.
us,
I watched
yeah,
it in
even though
high
it's 25
school.
years old.
Yeah, I watched it in high school as well. Just I think it was because of like yeah, just like a random I just saw like I recognized people from it and I think I looked it up. Yeah, and people said it was good. So from my understanding, it's kind of like how when Arrested Development came out, like no one really understood it or liked it or like just the
Yes.
and so it got canceled. And so like this one, yeah, so there's only 18 episodes, one season. And from like what I saw online is that like the I guess like the reason why people didn't like it as much or like it wasn't popular is because the episodes were like it wasn't like all released consistently. It was like within the span of a year or something. So like the episodes were kind of
Oh.
sporadic. It was also going up against like Friends was still on and like Who Wants to Be a
Friends is
Millionaire.
horrible. Friends is the worst.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I
not
hate
sorry.
Friends. So
Sorry, guys.
I like Friends, but I'm not obsessed with it. And I have a hot take. I think if you're obsessed with Friends and that's like all you watch, I think your bar for humor is very low because it's just
Yeah,
like
yeah. You're not even boring if you think that's funny. Like,
yeah.
be for real.
Like, okay, I do
Because
think
I don't think Jennifer Aniston is like super funny or
no.
like I think the one girl's funny. What's her name? Phoebe?
Phoebe's fun. She's the funniest girl.
She's
Yeah.
the funniest one. And I don't
then
know if
I
she's that
hate
funny.
Ross because I No, Ross
hate
is my favorite. I love him. I think
You
he's
like him? I
hilarious.
hate him.
I like Ross. I
And then
like
Chandler died,
Chandler,
so
R.I.P. or RIP. I don't know what people say. RIP Chandler.
yeah, rip.
RIP Chandler. And I think Monica can be funny, but she's Phoebe's the
But
funniest.
it's not funny that like it's not that funny.
Well, it's
No.
a very much like a millennial show, or like I feel like the millennials are the most obsessed with it. Like I feel like most people are like, oh yeah, there's funny thing or some I don't know, not everyone likes it, but it's a generally pleasing show. But millennials, some
Yeah.
are just very, very like they love it and they like will do
Oh.
anything for it.
The
So
Central Perk, like I went to the Warner Brothers thing and
same.
like the back lot and it's all known for Okay.
Yeah.
Friends and people were dressed up in these. I'm like, where do you even get clothes with this much Friends quotes on them? There were so many, and we went. I really kind of do wish I liked Friends more because like everything was Friends themed, but I didn't. So it was just like a, just whatever.
Yeah.
And the Friends couch. Oh, didn't you take a picture on the Friends or see?
We
Didn't
did.
you take a picture on the Friends Yeah,
couch?
I did.
No, you know what's funny? It's like so they well, and you like you probably did this too, but like or M, did you do the friend's couch photo or no?
No, my mom skipped over it because she wanted to get
Well,
dinner.
so what happens is, and see, correct me if I'm wrong, but they like take you on a golf cart to the couch and you have like 30 seconds to go take a picture and they're like, get
Yes.
out, and then you
Because
just have to
everyone's
like,
trying to take a
yeah.
turn. So it's usually so bad. So my mom's just like, we're not gonna do it. And
We
I'm like,
did
okay,
it.
whatever. None of us care about Friends anyway.
No, like I like Friends. Here's my thing. I feel like I've seen pretty much all of the most popular TV shows and I can appreciate all of them. I think the okay, if I had to choose one show to be like a weirdo about, like how some Friends fans are, it would be maybe like Lost. or Pretty Little Liars, or
I really loved those in high school.
love them. They're the best in the
Still need to
world.
watch Pretty Little Liars.
Oh,
I
you
want to
guys should
watch
watch
Hold
it.
My
And
Drink.
Gossip
You're
Girl.
obsessed.
Oh, I'm also obsessed with, I would do a Gossip Girl tour. Like, I love Gossip Girl, but
Yeah.
okay, if you had to be like a diehard, like what's your TV show that you would could be so like hardcore about if you had to choose one?
Freaking Freaks and Geeks, because well,
Done.
I think that's just because I'm watching it right now. But my favorite show of all time is still Arrested Development.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think I've rewatched that like 10 times.
I have too. See,
Like,
what
I
about?
love that show.
Same. See, what
Oh
about you?
yeah,
What could
and I
you?
can quote anything. I know all the lore. I could, yeah. I think that would be it for
And
me.
Malcolm in the Middle is funny. I
And
like.
Malcolm in the Middle. I love Malcolm in the Middle.
We should have an Arrested Development themed party where we all are assigned characters to dress up
I would love that.
Yes.
Or Michael Cera. Or George Michael. I mean.
I just
George
want to
Michael.
be. I just want to see. Do you know that shirt Lindsay wears? Just says "slut"
Yeah.
across it. I want to see one of those in real life so badly.
They're probably on Amazon or Etsy.
I know, that's what I
I don't
think.
know.
I'm
Yeah.
gonna have to do some research.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun. Like, I don't know. It's like, no offense to Friends fans, but like, I like it, but it's not
Totally, she
like,
still sucks.
I don't love it.
Chloe, what's your wait? What was your show? Was yours Malcolm in the Middle or C?
It's okay. I guess if you don't mind,
Yeah,
let
something
me.
like that.
Yeah, see, you don't watch TV shows that much, right?
No, I only ever watch them when you put me on. They're always like early 2000s, late 90s, like
Yeah, well,
like
that's all I
trendy
watch.
ones.
All I watch is like 90s, 2000 sitcoms.
I don't really watch stuff that much. I don't watch TV or anything. Like
Don't.
Mooth or Goober. Not on purpose. I just kind of busy a lot.
You
Well, apparently I'm
guys?
not, if all I did today was watch Freaks and Geeks. Each episode was an hour long, but like,
Oh, is it an
yeah,
hour?
the episodes are so long.
I
I
thought it was
went
like
from
30
like
minutes.
episode 8 to like 14 day. Like, guess how long I was watching TV?
How many
Episode
hours?
8 to 14? Yes.
Oh, it oh
Wow.
wow. Well, okay, I think you guys should watch Pretty Little Liars. Like it's I think you, it's so dumb, but it's so
I want
good.
to.
It's
What is it
so
on?
It's
funny.
on HBO Max for sure. So I don't know if you have
Okay.
Ma or
I'll
Max.
have to start it because I finished Freaks and Geeks.
It's yeah. Got a
I'll
secret,
finish
can you
tomorrow.
keep it? Yeah, it's that
Oh, got a secret. Can you keep it? Ba 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 ba
Yeah.
Put a little gift in your pocket.
This
This
one
one
to
has
the grave. It's so good.
special meaning.
When we did our Warner Brothers lot, because the tour guide, he was like, okay, this is your tour, guys, so tell me like what shows you like. I think there were some like Dutch people with us who could barely speak English, or no, they were French, and then other people who just didn't have opinions. So I was like, I want Pretty
Oh
Little
yeah.
Liars, and that was pretty much it. Like, and Gilmore
Well, I did
Girls.
that for like for
I said
La La
La La
Land.
Land, and no one else liked it. He mentioned it, and I was like, woohoo! He's like, well, we have one fan of La La Land,
Oh,
obviously.
wait, did they film La La
I had
Land
a
there?
quest to go by La La
Yeah, we
Land.
passed like
It
a
was
little
so
bracket.
embarrassing. Because
Oh.
everyone on my tour only cared about Big Bang Theory.
Young Sheldon.
And
Young
Young Sheldon,
Sheldon.
yes. Like,
I hate Young Sheldon.
and okay, we got the premium pass, like the ultimate pass that had like food and everything.
Wow.
And but the like the group we were with were like diehard fans of just I think Big Bang Theory.
No.
And so like they would not shut up about Big Bang Theory and they're like, okay, can we hurry up to get to the Big Bang Theory soundstage? I'm like, bruh, I care about this, but whatever.
Yeah, I
So I got to
only.
learn a lot about.
I liked, yeah, Gilmore Girls and Pretty Little Liars. I think those are the only ones who, like, I actually cared about. See, did you like any of the. What was your favorite stop that we took?
I
I
think
like.
mine was probably La La Land.
I don't remember that. Did we?
We drove past like the cafe they used for it. Like it looked empty at the time, but
The
I don't know. I
Schmaltz,
think my
yeah.
favorite.
I do
I
not
liked
remember
walking
that.
around in the houses they used for like
I
Gilmore
know.
Girls.
Oh.
That's
I don't even
fun.
watch Gilmore Girls, but that was cool.
I like Gilmore
Oh yeah,
Girls.
like the Gilmore Girls like house village
The
thing. That was really
town
cool.
like the town square. I liked that because I
Yeah.
like that show.
The library.
Those fans can
Oh
also be annoying, but the hardcore Gilmore
Oh, for
Girls
sure. They almost they kind of talked me out of watching it. Cause I
Really?
watched it for a little bit and then I got bored and then I realized people are super annoying about it. So
Yeah.
I'm just like,
Yeah.
why finish it?
Gilmore Girls?
Yeah.
It's
Was it
dedication.
good?
This last season is awful because they fired the head writer, so it's like it's awful.
Is it still on?
No, it was it, well, no, they did
Oh, the
like
last season. Yeah, I was like, what, right now it's on?
No, yeah, the last season, and then they like did a year in the life. Like they rebooted it kind of, but it was just like a
Yeah, I
mini
saw that on
series. It
Netflix.
was terrible.
It
Hated
was bad.
it. And Rory is like kind of a loser. It's just like Rory's character, like, because they set her up to when she's in high school to be like super smart and like a really responsible person. And she's like headed to like good places. Like she was a Yale, yeah, Yale. But then she just like
Why did
loses
you
it.
drop out of Yale?
She's annoying and I do not like her.
I never liked her. She's always so annoying.
Yeah, Rory was
Except she's
annoying.
a backstabber to all her friends.
Yes.
And then one of her friends is like sent to like China or some country over there just for a whole summer, and
Oh,
Rory like didn't even
Lane.
care.
I
She's
know,
like,
I
oh,
know. Lane
I
has.
have a boyfriend. Like, girl.
I know. Lane has the worst. Like, they
Yeah.
did her so dirty. 'Cause, like, she had dreams of being, like, I think her parents are, like, Seventh-day Adventist or something. So, yeah, they're super religious. And they, like, she's not allowed to listen to music. Or, like, I don't know. Just very strict upbringing. And she's not
Yeah.
allowed. She goes to, like, a college, a Seventh-day Adventist college. And I don't think she's really feeling that. So, but she just, like, kind of stays there. She stays in Stars Hollow. She gets pregnant, or she gets married, and then she gets pregnant by her bandmate. And he's a loser. And it's just, like, she just kind of stays there. And, like,
Lane,
I
I
know. It's sad. I like her, too.
had big hopes for her.
Same.
I stopped watching like season three.
I'm trying to think, but I don't know. There's probably way too many seasons, and it's all the same. Like the episodes are the same, and they just like,
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think I like that show. Like I would watch it again. I just don't have Netflix anymore, because I was using mom's Netflix, and I got kicked off because I'm not on her Wi-Fi anymore. So
Oh no.
yeah. So if you don't live with them anymore, then you can't use someone's Netflix.
That's so stupid.
I know it's dumb.
Netflix, if you're listening, stop doing
I hate
that.
Netflix. No, I think it's like $25 a month now or something. It used to be like 10. I don't know. It's bad, guys. But
Yeah.
anyway, so, and I don't even know if I can watch Freaks and Geeks. I'm just kind of going off of articles in my memory, so you guys will have to help.
Very fresh in our
But
minds.
no, so
Oh, yeah.
I just went on TikTok and I typed in like Freaks and Geeks and like different characters' names to see some scenes. There are a ton of not like thirst traps, but like edits of the character Nick, Jason Segel, and then Bill. So,
I love
which,
Bill. He's my
why?
favorite.
Yeah, I don't
Oh
know.
my God.
Well, I sent you
Bill is my
guys.
favorite.
I
I
like
don't want to
Bill.
see thirst trap of him, but
Oh, I
or
love
not
him.
a
My
thirst.
favorite character. He's so funny. He's just, bless his heart.
Yeah. And
So
also,
sweet.
I saw a lot of videos, people being like, oh, we wanted Lindsay and Daniel together. They were not supposed to be together. I didn't like them together. No.
I did not want them together. No.
No.
He's supposed to be with Kim forever. That's just how it is.
Kim.
Oh, and I like Kim.
I know. Oh, okay, so maybe let's go. Okay, perhaps. So what it's about is like it's set in a suburban high school near Detroit during 1980 through 1981. It says that the theme of Freaks and Geeks reflects the sad, hilarious unfairness of teen life. And yeah, it was unsuccessful when it aired. So and it's by Judd
But
Apatow.
it has 100% Rotten Tomatoes
It's
on.
perfect.
Yes.
I love it so much. It's so fun. Okay, so let's go through each character and we'll discuss them maybe. So, what do you guys think of Lindsay, who's played by Linda Cardellini, who's like, she's from
My queen.
Legally Blonde. She's the one with the perm. She's from like Marvel movies. I don't know what else she's in. Oh, she's Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. I don't know anybody over that.
Queen.
So
Yeah. So, okay, do you
I
guys
like
like
her.
Lindsay?
I like Lindsay. I think, well, at first I was kind of annoyed by her, but like she kind of grew on me. Just, I don't know.
I like her.
I
You
just
like
like
her.
her. And I don't think she tries too hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, do you like her?
I don't have like very many opinions. Chloe, what do you think? Or
She's
see,
good.
what do you think?
I like her. She's like, I don't know. She's not like hilarious, but I do like her. Like she's just a normal girl. I like Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, some of her reactions are like super funny to what the other characters are doing. And
I
she wears
know.
that green jacket literally the entire season. I like
Yeah.
kept track. I'm like, is she gonna wear a different jacket today? No, she wore the same green one every
Yeah.
single episode.
So when I watched it in high school, I always was like, I wanted to be alternative, but my version of that was so like not, it didn't like, so like when I saw her, I was like, I'm gonna dress like her. So like I had a similar, not even a similar jacket, but like, do you ever do this where you watch a show or a movie and so you like,
Yes. Oh,
you try to dress
well,
like them?
because I was looking at green jackets yesterday, so
Yeah.
I'm in the era of myself.
You're in the Lindsay era. So like
Yeah.
I did that with also like Pitch Perfect's Anna Kendrick, the first movie. She's like, she's so me. And so I tried to like be kind of like her or listen to
And
same music.
DJing,
Yeah, I
and
didn't
just
want to be a
hearing a different
DJ.
version. I just like music.
Yeah, and I didn't like want her, but I kind of like tried to dress like her, but I didn't really. But like, I wanted to be them. I thought they were so cool, and
Yeah.
I don't think that Anna Kendrick is cool anymore, or her character. I think she's actually super annoying in Pitch
I hate
Perfect.
her character. She's
She's
so
so annoying.
I know. I hate her so much. But anyway, so but I think feel like Lindsay, yeah, she's just like normal. Like she's fine. Like she's not, I like her. Like no
Yeah.
problems there. What do you think of Sam, her little brother?
I think Sam's so funny.
He looks like a kid
And
on
he's
baby.
so small. Like, it's
He's
so
so
funny to
cute.
me.
He's petite. Yes.
And,
I always
like, when
love
he
that.
starts dating, at the end of the season, he starts dating, Cindy
I hate
Sanders, and
Cindy.
he's like, he like hate like he h hates being around her, and she's just not funny. I don't know. I love He's just such a nerd.
He's not
And he
my
has such a bad haircut.
yeah.
I know.
He also reminds me of someone I knew growing up too. So it's just funny, like yeah, kind of looks like someone. But
Yeah.
he's not my favorite geek, but I don't hate him. Like he's
Well,
fine.
Miguel is my
No, I
favorite
think
geek.
he can be really funny.
Yeah.
And just the one scene where he's running around school naked,
Oh
it's
yeah.
so funny.
watching that was literally so horrible. I felt so embarrassed for him, and like just, I had secondhand embarrassment from that.
Or my heart breaks when Lindsay accidentally throws an egg at him during Halloween.
Yes.
He's like
Oh, there's
heartbroken.
so many scenes that are actually so
I
heartbreaking.
know.
Bill is dressed up as a woman.
Bionic film.
I love Bill. He is not afraid to be himself. He is
I
so
guess we should talk
strange.
about Bill.
Yeah,
Yes.
what are your thoughts on Bill?
I love Bill.
He's so
Bill's my
funny.
favorite
Every time
one.
he's on screen, I just start laughing. He's not even saying anything. He just
Everything
appears
he
and I start
says,
laughing.
just his like mannerisms, I just think he's so funny.
He's funny.
He's so like he's very
He's so like blunt, and he's just funny. They give him such good dialogue.
They
He's
do.
so dry and it's so funny.
I know, just how he looks is
But
just funny.
and his story's so sad though.
Oh, I watched the
Like
episode
when
today and
someone tried
Samantha's
to kill
reaction, it
him.
was so sad. Like, it made me so sad for him. And so I was like, I drank while I was pregnant with him, so that's probably why he's so reactive. Like,
Yes,
it's so sad. Like,
he's like,
his dad's not present. And then
he
Neil's like,
has no
I
dad,
don't have a dad.
isn't it the
His
gym
mom's like,
teacher?
yes, and someone tried literally killing him. Like,
It was Alan, no one told
thought
him how to fix it.
they thought his peanut allergy was fake, and Bill's just so amazing. He literally just forgave the guy that
He's
literally
like,
tried to
it's
kill
okay, do you want to
him.
come with us to the sci-fi convention? This kid tried to kill you. Why are you inviting him places?
Couldn't
Like,
be me.
because Bill is just
He's
so
a better man than me,
sweet.
because I would be fighting that kid.
Sam.
I know, I couldn't believe it.
No,
And
I.
then, well, then his mom tries to date the gym coach, and
Yeah.
it's so funny, but you feel kind of bad for Bill.
I know.
Bill.
Yeah, he has a
Like,
hard
Bill has
life.
just such a soft spot in my heart. I love Bill.
And he loves Dallas, right?
Yeah,
Okay.
for life.
That's funny.
Oh my
He
gosh.
loves Dallas. He likes a lot of like, I don't know.
He's
There's
very.
so much gets revealed as the season goes on about him.
I know. I think I like him. I think he's cool. And then who's the third? Is it Neil? He's the
Yeah,
third one.
Neil.
Neil's just like whatever. His storyline's sad though.
I
I
know.
know. It's like
Like
annoying, but at the
his
time.
dad just cheating on his mom.
Yeah. No,
But
I
then,
like
Chloe,
him.
have you come to the one with the brother yet?
The
See?
brother? Well, I'm in.
Yes,
Wait.
Neil's brother, remember? And he like makes out with Lindsay.
Isn't he Bernard from Santa Claus or no? Right? Or no?
He might be.
Or is he from
I know he's in 10 Things I Hate About
Okay,
Him.
that's it, maybe. I don't. Is that
Yeah.
Bernard? I don't know
Oh,
if you
no,
guys.
you were sending videos of it.
The what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Have
I mean, I know.
have you watched the episode?
I'm only on episode 14. I just finished the allergic reaction episode.
Oh, no, you
Oh,
might still
okay.
have that episode. I'm trying to like remember if that was more of an
A lot
ending.
happens in like the last couple episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care about spoilers, whatever you want.
Yeah.
I might probably have it finished by tomorrow.
You'll watch them eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's only one season.
I know, it's so sad. Okay, and then I'm just looking at the cast list. Okay, let's go to, what do you think of Daniel, who is James Franco?
He is so
beautiful. I like Daniel.
Handsome.
I think he's cute, first of all, but, and I just think he's funny. Like, he's such an idiot.
His personality
but he's,
is so
And he's so bad at math like me. We're the same.
James Franco was canceled, I know, but he was handsome back in the day.
So I love him. I watched the first two Spider-Man movies for the early 2000s with him this week, mm-hmm. and like, oh, so beautiful.
No, he's handsome.
He's cute.
Yeah. No, it totally is.
I like Daniel a lot. I think I like Daniel. Like, I don't really know why, I just do. He's just funny. And I like that he's always with Kim.
I don't know if I like Daniel that much. I don't know, he's fine, but he's like, when we get to him, I'll profess my.
Who?
Well, the next. Okay. Well, anything else about Daniel? Anything else or no?
About Daniel?
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
I think his storyline's sad. I think all the freaks, lots of them have like sad plot lines. I realize.
Except like because Lindsay and Sam.
Yeah, Lindsay and Sam are like the only like normal.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them have sad plot lines.
Yeah, their home life is awful.
Yeah, and it's just like, well.
Okay, so let's hop to my favorite, Nick Andopoulos, aka Jason Segel.
Chloe hates him.
Why?
First week, he's not too smart, but he started gagging me really hard, and I just don't like him that much. Like, I don't know, I get grossed out by him.
I think he could be funny.
I love him.
I think he's so funny, and he was always, like, high on the show too. I just thought he was hilarious, and my favorite one was when he's drumming and it's literally so bad. And he's such an idiot. He thinks he can like live off of his drums. He's so bad.
Doesn't he sing? Well, okay. Doesn't when he has Lindsay over, doesn't he sing "Lady, You're the Lady"?
Yes. It's so awful. And he has like that one song. He like wrote a song for her.
Yeah,
and it was like. Lady L or something. He's just so funny.
Like, okay, so he was, when I watched it for the first time, yeah, I wasn't like, ooh, Daniel. I was like, ooh, Nick Andopoulos. I thought he was the cute one. And he also was like, I don't know.
And kinda, he's super tall.
Yeah, I just thought he was more of my speed, I guess. And I also, like, it's funny because, sorry if I spoil things for you, but, like, well, he's already said that he, like, likes Lindsay. You've seen that part, right? Or, like, they're, like...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I don't know where you're at now, but, like, he comes on so strong, and you can tell she's kind of, like, gagged, or it's, like...
Yes!
But, and it's, like, I've had that happen to me, too, but then I think later people, you're, like, once they move on, you're, like, wait, why don't you like me anymore? So it's, like... So it's kind of better...
When he gets with, what's her name?
Yeah, and so it's, like, I feel like it kind of is, like, real life. It's, like, wait, like, you should maybe appreciate the guys that are, like, obsessed with you in a way. Not, like, creepy obsessed. But, it's like, they usually are, like, because, like, Daniel is so, like, flippant, and he's not going to be as, like...
Yeah, the one thing about him, he was always flirting with other people. Poor Kim.
And
yeah. He always went after.
Yeah, so, like, I thought he was cute, and I thought he was, like, I liked his character. His home life, his dad just wants him to join Army, right? Like, does he have a mom?
Yeah, okay. He goes to Army.
He's a buster.
He's Buster.
If he doesn't get above a C average, he has to go to Army.
Yeah, Spanish to Army.
They don't ever say if he goes to Army or not, so...
I don't know, because they never were able to finish it and wrap it up.
I know, which makes me so mad.
I know.
Like, I'm still mad, and this happened, like, 25 years ago.
I know. Okay, anything about him before he moved to Ken?
No, I just think he's so funny. Yeah. I think they're all so funny. I love all of them.
I know. Okay, so what do you think of Ken, played by Seth Rogen? He's fine, but he's not my favorite.
Yeah, he's... Well, in the beginning, I realized, like, he was, like, in the first couple episodes, he just, like, wasn't in them. He would just kind of be, like, in the background and not say anything. And then he finally started getting a plot line, like, at the end.
Yeah.
But he has some annoying dialogue in the beginning.
His dialogue's kind of the worst of everyone.
Like, but I like him. I like him. And I just like Seth Rogen.
I don't...
But his girlfriend...
Supergirl?
Oh.
Do you remember the whole thing about her being, like, a boy-girl?
She was an intersex, yeah.
Yes!
I looked that up today. I'm surprised I had that as the storyline. Like,
and, It was that episode was just so weird.
Cause do they end up staying together or does she break up with him?
I think yeah, they do.
Okay. And,
yeah.
Yeah, there's like interesting storylines in this.
Like, it was just funny when his reaction when she told him.
Yeah.
It was just funny. The whole show is just so funny to me.
Very funny.
But I guess that is like a real problem. But I'm like, is that common, like, for it to be in the TV show? I don't think it is.
No, like, actually, yeah, in a TV show, and especially at that time, like, I feel like it's not, like,
yeah,
like, common.
Yeah, like, why?
I don't know. Okay, what do you think of Kim Kelly, Busy Phillips?
I like her. She was so annoying at the beginning, but she got better. Because I feel bad for her, too. Because her family's crazy.
Yeah, I will say, I feel like I've known some Kim Kellys in my life. And they've been, like, not mean to me, but kind of mean. And, like, I'm not one for confrontation. So, it's, like, she, like, seeing her, it makes me not like her. Because it's, like, I know you in real life, or I've had this. So, like, she grows on you later on. But, yeah, her first, like, few moments are she's so
her
mean.
Her first episode, she's so rude.
She's so annoying.
And I think they kind of explain why. It's because all she has is freaking Daniel. So, she has to, like, just be rude to everyone else.
Yeah. Cause her family, her dad's not around, right? And then her mom's, like, an alcoholic. Or no, am I making that up? Or, like...
Well, she's crazy.
She has, like, a stepdad.
Oh, okay.
And then her older brother, he's always, like, something happened to him, like, the cops, like, jumped him, and so now he just sleeps on their couch all day or something.
Oh.
I don't remember what his story was, but it was kind of funny. It was a guy from Gentleman Broncos who has the snake poop all over his shoulder. Have you guys seen that movie or no?
I haven't seen it.
No? Well... That movie's so funny, and that's the guy in it. But
okay,
that's one thing. All of, like, the random side characters, they all are in, like, different shows.
No, I recognize and, like, so many movies. People. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's really a stacked cast. I love it. I also love Millie. She's my favorite.
Millie, yes! I think Millie's so funny.
Okay, so you remember in the second...
When she's singing on the piano at the party.
What's... Oh, because everyone... Like, so okay, so that episode, it's like the second episode or something where Lindsay's like, I'm gonna throw a keg party or whatever, and then I think the geeks like switch out the keg for like a non-alcoholic beer.
Bill
right?
gets drunk off of the real keg.
Yeah, Bill drinks it all. But like, so they all think that they're drunk, but they're not. But then I think Millie comes and she's like, I prefer to get high off of life or something like that, right?
And she's like, I'm having more fun than any of you.
Yeah,
because she's all getting drunk.
Well, what song does she sing on the piano? I forgot.
Some of Jesus one, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a Jesus song. Okay. I don't remember what it's called.
I think Ken goes to sit by her.
Oh,
Nick, yeah. Yeah. I also like, I don't know if C, you're at this episode where they run over her dog on accident.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That episode was so funny.
That was good.
And they can't tell her. And then, well, isn't she about to go to, like, a concert with them? Mm-hmm. And she, like, drinks a beer, and then Lindsay's, like, so worried.
Yeah.
And then Nick tries to, like, seduce her with the guitar.
Wait, Millie or Lindsay?
Ken smashes the guitar. No, Lindsay.
Oh, I was gonna say Millie.
No. Millie's there.
Okay. Yeah, so, like, what are your favorite episodes, I guess, or, like, storylines?
My favorite is my favorite storyline. I have to think.
Based on what I've seen so far, anything with Bill, I just thinking of his costume.
I think the Halloween one is good. I like
when they all are think that they're drunk and they're not. It's funny.
That one is super funny. I like the drums one. Where he has to, like, try out for the drums. That's kind of when Nick and Lindsay get together.
Yeah, so, like, I do like them together. I wish that they... Well, see, do need to... Or, like, see, where are you at with them right now? With Lindsay
I'm
and Nick?
Finished.
They're, like, they're not together, but he still kind of wants her. She's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if she wants her or not. I can't really know.
I think she was...
broke up.
Yeah, I think she was too, like, gagged by him, or he was too overbearing. But then once he, like, kind of focused on himself, she's like, wait, I would like to be with you again. But then, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't like the episodes. Maybe these are more in the beginning where Daniel and Lindsay were like they were trying to have a thing. Like it didn't work. But everyone, I'm confused why TikTok thinks that.
No. That was only in like the first two, I
yeah.
think. And I think they realized it didn't work. Okay. Well, it was so obvious that what's his name liked her.
I know.
Like, so obvious. Like, even
yeah.
after watching the pilot.
Have you guys ever had a boy that was like, I'll give you an example. When I was in fourth grade, it was kind of mean, but there was a guy, his name is Thomas, but he had a big crunch on me, and he was too, like, overbearing. It was, like, and I didn't like him, and, for, like, Valentine's Day, it's not funny, he did, like, the after-school, like, boys and girls club thing, and, you know, they, like, make, like, crafts, like, it's when they're, like, babysat because their parents work, like, whatever, and so,
Yeah.
like, so they have time to do these, like, things, and so I remember one of the, like, Valentine's Day crafts was like making these foam lips that you open, you can put like a paper in them. So he gave it to me and I ripped it up in front of him and threw it in the trash. It was so mean. I feel so, but like he was like too much. Like I didn't like him and he was being too crunch. Like I just didn't like him. But anyway, so I don't know if you guys have any like things like that, but like
Yeah.
I feel like Lindsay
I
kind of went through
haven't,
that.
no.
Like it's.
I know people who do,
You're
though.
just like kind of gagged by them. You're just like stop, and they
Yes,
don't.
me
But then
last
you end
year.
up being kind of mean.
Oh, I've had people who I know like me, and then I no, then I want to get away from them.
Yeah, like
They
kind of
don't
same
ever,
thing.
they don't like come at me very strong, but I just kind of get grossed
You
out
don't
by
feel
the
the
fact that someone
same.
liked me.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure.
Get away! Can we stay
Yeah,
friends?
I know. But yeah, so like I feel bad. Like there, and I think the Judd Apatow, the showrunner, he said that he kind of copied Nick after himself of how he was like in high school, how he was like with girls. He's like, I feel like I would. I forget what he says, but like he said that he would like kind of chase after these girls, but they'd never like him back, and he was like too much for them or something. I think that's what he said. But anyway, so I thought that was interesting. Okay, so I think all of them. I don't know. I'm trying to look up some fun facts, so I don't know if you guys have any more thoughts about it. But what do you guys
Yeah.
think?
Chloe, what do you have to say? See.
See.
I don't even try anymore.
Let me think. I don't know. I've just been binging it all day. I think it's funny. It's
It's really
strangely
funny.
I like binging it because I feel like it's so easy to follow.
Oh,
Oh, and the
yeah.
guidance counselor.
I like the guidance
Oh, he's
counselor. He's
funny.
just so.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
But
Honestly,
there's
everyone's
just so
pretty
many
good.
like random side characters that like are famous in real life. Like I think Shia LaBeouf was on there.
He was?
Yes, and then they ha yeah, Shia LaBeouf, and then the girl from Mean Girls, Janice, was on it.
I've seen like five
Kelly,
shows.
or no, what was the girl from The Office that Kim Kelly was
Oh,
friends with?
Rashida Jones or Karen from The Office.
Yeah, she was on it, and then there was another one that I can't remember. There's just a ton.
I know. It's like the whole universe of Judd
Yes,
Apatow.
it's kind of interesting seeing how all of them gone to the show somehow.
Yeah. Okay, hi everyone. We're back. Due to technical difficulties, Em had to exit. But C and I are gonna wrap it up. So
Yeah.
C, okay, overall, is this like on is this your favorite show or like where does it rank?
It might be up there just because I don't watch a lot of shows, and I think it's really funny. So yeah.
What kind of shows do you like?
I just like funny ones that really don't take much brain power to watch. You just put them on in the background and you probably can figure out the plot, even though you're not really watching it. I just like comforting stuff like that.
Yeah, so you don't do you like reality shows or like any dramas?
Not really. I don't really watch them.
You should watch Lost. You should give it a try. I
I'll
love Lost
try.
so much. Okay. So yeah, Freaks and Geeks, I was trying to look up any like fun facts. So apparently, James Franco was like really like mean to
I know.
Kim on
I looked it
set.
up.
You looked it up. So, and it matches with James Franco's like his being canceled. Like he seems like a
I
weirdo.
know. It's sad that he's so horrible because he's handsome, but whatever.
He's handsome. But yeah, and I also like I'll be real, I don't really like Seth Rogen that much. Like I think he can be funny, but he's not consistently funny to
In
me.
this show, he's like whatever. He's not like the funniest. He'll say funny stuff sometimes, but most of his lines are
Yeah.
meh.
But like of his movie as other movies, like I don't even know, like, if I've seen anything that's like just him, because I feel like he always does kind of like gross movies. I personally don't watch. But
the only thing I know, he was in the Mario movies, Donkey Kong.
Oh, he is not. Okay, so I've seen that one, which is I love the Mario movie. But
it's Mario Day today because it's March 10th.
I had no idea. Congrats, Mario. But like Jason Segel, I feel like I like his. Oh, he's in the show How I Met Your Mother. Have you heard of that show?
I've heard of it, never seen it before.
Did you know? Remember from Just Dance that everybody come and play?
Yeah, the mall song.
Yeah, that's that's from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
So whoa. The storyline, I think, is like one of the girls in like the friend group, she's from Canada, and they find out that when she was like a teenager in Canada, she had she was like a pop star named Robin Sparkles, and that was her song. So
wow.
Yeah, so anyway, but and it's a Just Dance song, so if anyone knows that. But yeah, so I like, and I also like Forgetting Sarah Marshall, that movie, and I feel like he's in another movie that I like, but I just think he's probably like the funniest of.
He was in the Muppet movie, which I
love. Muppet movie.
He's Man or Muppet. He's the Lion Man. I love that movie. I think it's so fun.
I actually love the Muppets, and I wish that, like, I think Muppets they're so funny.
Beautiful.
I think they're so funny. Like, they're just, they're effortless.
I love the Muppets. You can't make me hate them. They're same. Amazing.
Agreed. So I guess we can do, like, a where are they now kind of thing. So I'm pretty sure all of the geeks, like, those three, I think they've all done, like, TV shows, but I can't really remember what they are. But like, I think they have like consistent like work. And then Linda Cardellini, as we said before, she did like Scooby-Doo, Legally Blonde. I don't really know if she has a ton of like leading roles. I feel like she's always like in an ensemble or like a supporting role.
Yeah.
Busy Phillips, she was in Mean Girls, the movie.
I know, she was Regina's mom.
She was Regina's
we
mom.
We watched part of it last night. Everyone's like, Kim, because we won't watch the show now.
Do you have Paramount Plus? Is that how you watched it?
We watched it on one of my pal's houses, and she has.
Oh, she's Paramount Plus. Okay, yeah. So like, yeah, she's doing. She does kind of like minor roles like that, I think. And then James Franco's canceled. So I don't know what he does now, but he had a big moment like 10 years ago.
I like to play movies.
Yeah.
Mom loves those movies so much. She's so excited for the next one coming out.
Oh, wait, he's in Phantom of the, or what's called Planet of the Apes.
He's in, like, the 2011 one. He's probably not going to be in the one coming out soon, which Mom is excited for.
That's funny. I've never seen any of them, so it's funny that
Mom made us watch a bunch of them back in August. They're weird.
Are they good?
Like, the OG one from, like, 1968. It's so weird.
Really?
Like, you can watch it, I guess, but it was weird.
I've been trying to watch the first Dune very unsuccessfully. Because I just can't. It's so boring. I'm on, the one from, like, 3 years ago.
It's, I thought it was really boring.
I need to really, like, sit down and try to watch it, but, like, I keep being on my phone because I get bored.
Yeah, I was trying to watch it at the Google Friends, but I was only really watching for Oscar Isaac, and then he freaking dies, so I was like, well, what's the point?
Oh, he does. Well, like, so it's basically Star Wars, right? That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
Or, like, it's same idea, or, like, same.
I don't like Fancy Chalamet very much.
Yeah.
I don't find him offensive at all.
But you said Dune 2 was good.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I want to see it, but I might wait for it to come on online or something. But did you watch the Oscars at all tonight?
No, I was watching for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I don't have cable anymore, so it's like I was just going on TikTok. Ryan Gosling performed.
It was while I was cooking, and then I went upstairs, and I didn't really see much of it after that. Because I was around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm not really, like, that into award shows anymore, but, like, I just see them, yeah, and I depend on TikTok to see any, like, highlights or anything like that. Anyway, I only saw that Ryan Gosling performed I'm Just Ken, and he did an amazing
job. I heard it opened up here, but I didn't really go over.
Oh, yeah?
He's playing downstairs.
Really? Yeah, he did a good job. That's kind of all I know. I think the Billie Eilish song won, the... What was I made for?
It was so boring. When I was cooking, and it felt like it was 10 minutes long because my pasta basically stopped cooking by the time. Ray was done cooking by the time she was done, basically.
Oh.
So long.
So yeah, like, I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm just kind of over award shows, but it's fun sometimes. I was hoping Zac Efron would be there. You did what?
I always watch old stuff now, so I don't really have a need to watch,
Yeah, I don't think I've only seen. I didn't even watch Oppenheimer because I don't want to. Like,
I could not. It was not allowed.
Yeah, like, and I was like, because it's on Peacock now, and it says like, oh, maybe I'll watch it. You what?
It looks boring. I'm not gonna lie.
No, it's super long. It does look boring. Here's my thing too. Like, people may disagree. I don't really care, guys. You can do what you want. But, like, I was trying to, like, look up, like, the storyline to see, like, okay, is this, like, a filthy movie or is it, like, actually good and, like, historical? If there's, like, unnecessary, like, filthiness. And I just, if you know what I mean. Like, I feel like sometimes, like, I think Cillian Murphy, like, sits nude on a chair and he does, like, I just, like, why?
Or something, it looks really gross.
Yeah, like, so, I don't know, I just feel like that's unnecessary about, like, I just, I don't know, so I'm just, like...
He's also ugly, no one wants to see that.
No, some people are obsessed with him.
It's weird, he's really ugly, I don't, like, genuinely, like, he's so, it's like a reptile, I hate.
You know who's also unattractive, but everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's, I didn't watch this movie, but TikTok is obsessed with Saltburn, and it's the guy named Barry Keoghan or something, I butchered that, but
he's so gross.
He's not cute, but
he's so scary looking. Like, how do you find him? He looks like the uncanny makeup people do on TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, he's scary. I don't like him.
I don't think he's cute at all. I'm so... And I don't even think he has a good personality. He's not even, like... He's weird. I'm sorry.
I got confused with the one kid that was, like, kidnapping people and, like, got fired from a show.
Like, wait, who?
I don't know.
Wait, I know who you're talking about.
He's the bad guy.
He was in The Flash or something. Or he is The Flash, right?
I think... Maybe, but he was like kidnapping people. Yeah. Or something, like, you know?
No, I know who you're talking about. He's yeah. I could see that. They have a resemblance. But anyways, like, I don't understand that, like, why everyone's obsessed with those two, like Cillian Murphy and then the Barry guy. That's just me. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. Like, I don't even know how we got onto that topic. Oh, Oppenheimer. So I've not seen Oppenheimer, but I know everyone was like obsessed with that movie this year. I saw Barbie. I might watch Barbie again. Like, every time I watch it, I like it a little bit more. I wasn't, like, obsessed with it the first time I watched it. Were you?
No, but I thought it was good. I just didn't,
It didn't, like, change me or anything. Like, I don't know.
It wasn't, like, a thing I'd go home and, like, go to my Pinterest and try to change my original personality or anything. Like, it wasn't like that. I was like, this is cute, and I went home.
I did try to dye my hair to be more like Margot Robbie, but not when she was blonde, but when she had more of like brown in her hair with blonde. So my hair is super brown now. It's like more of my natural hair color, and I'm not loving it. But I was trying to be her when I dyed it, so I took inspo from that. But that wasn't really from the movie. And then like I didn't see Killers of the Flower Moon. I didn't see. Okay, I doubt you have seen this movie. I didn't see it either, but Poor Things has, like, Emma Stone in it.
I hate Emma Stone, so I will not watch her.
It's, like, I've just seen clips on TikTok, and, like, nothing... apparently, it's, like, a filthy movie as well.
That's, like, really gross. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, do you find joy in this?
You what?
Like, people find joy in this? Like, you like going to a theater full of people and seeing all that? Like, okay.
For real.
Whatever suits your fancy.
I think it's, like, she dies, and then a guy, like, basically puts her unborn child's brain in her. It's, like, Frankenstein, right? Or, like...
Yeah, Willem Dafoe does stuff. And
oh, yeah, Willem Dafoe, yeah.
I don't even know what he does, but he looks so weird, like...
Yeah.
Crisscross jigsaw puzzles.
Jigsaw, yes. But, like, it's weird because she has basically the brain of, like, a baby, but she's doing, like, adult things, if you know what I mean. And so that's why people are, like, not canceling it, but they're, like, this is weird. We don't like it. So I haven't seen that. And then other things, I don't even know what else is nominated. It's like, I'm just kind of over Oscars, who cares? But anyway, okay, anything else you want to add about Freaks and Geeks? Or tell us how, because last episode, it was before Mean Girls, you guys performed at your high school. So how do you think it went?
It was pretty good. It was better than other ones I've done in high school.
I thought it was fun. I saw it twice.
Really tiring, though. Like, I've never been so tired out by a musical. Burned really? Out. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad it's over, but it was fun.
Yeah, and it was a cute musical that you guys did. Did you guys have any drama or tea to spill or any like blunders or anything, or was everything pretty smooth?
No, really smooth. I don't know.
That's good.
I just had one girl in the cast that was not my favorite because she was a mistake one. Which I'm not gonna name drop her. I probably shouldn't even be saying anything.
It's okay.
I'm blowing up her portion, but
no, I'm glad that it went well. You guys did a great job.
Thanks.
Do you have anything else to add? Or anything else to discuss?
I don't know. I'm just nearing the end of the show already. It's been like a day.
Maybe you can save it for, like, space it out, the remaining four episodes for the rest of the week.
I'm going to watch one of them right now. I'm probably going to watch them until I go to bed, like, all of the rest, to be honest.
As you should. Yeah, you will be disappointed by the ending because there's, like, cliffhangers, kind of. And it's like, oh, if we had a season two, we could have, like, explored things more, like, wrapped things up. But they don't.
It's so angering.
Yeah. So I did look up, like, one thing, I think one of the producers, he did an interview like a few years ago, and he was saying that like what he thinks happens to the characters, or like what plans they had, I think, if they had continued the show. I think they said that Lindsay would have become like a lawyer or something, like a human rights lawyer, I don't know. But they also said that I think Nick would have had to go to army. And then I think I don't know if maybe Daniel went to jail, or I don't know what happened to him, but I think Kim, but I saw, like, yeah, Kim gets pregnant by Daniel. That was going to be a storyline too. Yeah. And then I'm trying to think of anyone else. I don't know if they really, like, wrapped up anyone or, like, had ideas for anyone else, but it's a shame it got canceled. And it's like, they can't reboot it because they're so old now. It's like, they can't, like, it's tragic. And I don't think that it would be weird if they tried to, like, do, yeah, like, an actual reboot with, like, high school kids, because they just wouldn't hit the same, I don't think. Like,
it's funny because they all look weird. They're all strange looking, and, like, they're just, it's just funnier because old.
One thing I've noticed that is, like, yeah, even from, like, over 20 years ago, like, people in movies and TV shows, they didn't look, like, perfect all the time, especially, like, not their teeth. And I feel like everyone...
Those teeth are crazy.
Yeah. Or, like, and now everyone has, like, lip filler or, like, veneers. Like, they just don't look like normal people that you'd see ever. They look like stars. Like, they look like they're rich and famous. And so they don't really look like normal people. So that's what I really like about Freaks and Geeks, is that they all look like normal people. And, like, they're not, like... Like, even I liked how Kim... She isn't, like super tiny. She's kind of, like, normal size. So that makes me feel better. You know what I mean? It's, like, it's just, I like how they're kind of just showing a broad range. And, like, same with Ken. Like, he's not, like, a delicate, tiny person. So, like, it's just, I like how they have, and then Bill is kind of weird looking, too. Like, they just have a range of people.
He's my favorite.
I know, I love Bill.
I feel so sad for him. Like, bless his little soul.
Yes, bless his soul. Yeah, so it's kind of like, I don't really know what else to say about it. I want you guys, like, you and Em, to watch movies of my youth. Like, I think it'd be fun to recap Pitch Perfect and The Fault in Our Stars, because I was obsessed with those.
That'd be funny.
Okay, we should do them. Are there any other movies from, like, my time or that you've watched that you're like, oh, I would recap this?
I don't know.
Like... I don't even know what I was obsessed with. Oh, like, Divergent. I was obsessed with that as well.
I haven't seen Divergent.
You should read the books.
I tried. I didn't like them very much.
So, Divergent, they released in theaters two movies, and the third one went, like, straight to DVD or whatever, because they just were like this, because I don't think the second one did very well. The first one was magic, though. It was so good, and they had Theo James in it, who I had a crush on at the time.
I know Miles Teller was in those movies, though.
Miles Teller was in it.
Character, but I like him, so I'll watch him.
Yeah, he was in that. And then same with Ansel Elgort, who's canceled, but he was in that. That was like his prime, was like 2014, was his only time he was kind of famous. But yeah, so we should, guys, everyone listening, look out for those episodes. I think Pitch Perfect and The Fault in Our Stars would be really funny. It's crazy that those are like 10 years and over 10 years old now. It's so weird. So... I think it's technically, like, and, like, Freaks and Geeks came out in, like, was it 1999?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah,
I think it ended in 2000.
Yeah, so it's technically a 2000s show, but, like, we're kind of flexible with the, like, timeline of what 2000s is. Like, I feel like 2010s is kind of nostalgic now, so it kind of fits with the pod, so.
Yeah.
Okay, any last things to add or anything else you wanted to discuss?
No, I really have no idea. I gotta finish the show before I have any more thoughts. I don't know.
I know. Perhaps if we do another episode, you can give us your thoughts on Freaks and Geeks.
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. Well, everyone, thank you. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening. Please follow us on TikTok at Evening in the Odds Pod and Instagram at Evening in the Odds Podcast. We'll try, I always say this, but I'll try to get more episodes out more frequently. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. And yeah, look out for The Fault in Our Stars or Pitch Perfect. I think it'll be really fun. So thank you.
Bye.
Bye.